Usually we skip Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. I think for once we should do Chav Gimel. I'll skip something else instead. A few things. This is a very unique kina, and we'll understand what this is talking about. This is based upon a Gemara Masechta Gittin, Gittin Daf Nun Ches. The mechaber of this kina was Rabbi Yechiel. Now, we don't really know who this Rabbi Yechiel was, who authored this beautifully written kina. Some say it might have been Rabbeinu Yechiel of Paris, it might be. But one thing is clear, that he was of Ashkenazic origin. And the kina is based upon a story which is found in Chazal in Masechta Gittin. It's a very sad story. It's a bad story about a boy and a girl that were taken captive by two different masters. And you see, these happen to be Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godel. So if we spoke about the Asor Haruge Malchus and we talk about Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godel, there's something also that happened to the Ben Ubas, to his son and a daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Godel. It turns out that they were taken captive by two different masters. They're two Roman slave trading officers, aristocrats. So it turns out that they were sold to two different masters. So one did not know of the other. The kina points out over here that both of them were extremely, extremely attractive features. She as a girl and he as a boy, which caught the eyes of anyone on the market when we'd be able to, certainly a hefty price could be gained by selling both him as a slave and she as a woman slave. We're being told that, being that he was so handsome and she was so attractive, so the two masters decided maybe the best thing would be to marry them off one to the other, so their children would be like them. It would all be in the genes. So she as a mother and he as a father would produce children similar to them. And Mela, the children also would be very, very specially looking children. Have a tremendous chashivas. So that's what they expected, that the couple to produce very capable, very handsome, very talented children. They'd be able later to be sold for a great deal of money. So what they do, and they did not know that each one, that this is my sister on the other side. What happened was that they locked them both up in a room. It was dark. So one could not recognize the other. And the announcement that they made was, the announcement that they're to be married. And the way they said was, she's going to be married to a slave. This was the announcement. And he's going to be married to a slave girl. That's all she knew. She didn't know who the other guy is. But this they told her. She's going to be married to a slave and he's going to be married to a slave girl. All night she cried, as we see in the kina. How can the daughter of a Kohen Gadol be married to a slave? I, a daughter of nobility, a daughter of the Kohen Gadol, how can my fate lead to a situation where I should be married to a slave? He cried all night. He cried all night, how can the son of a Kohen Gadol be married that he has to take a slave girl? And the morning, as it began to dawn, they recognized each other. And they were being told that the matter was so emotional that they embraced each other and they died together. And this really is, which is being pointed out here, there's Novi Chatosi HaShemayimo, is pointed out here, this Meister, the Kitzer, by the Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, who died. So we'll say this kina.